Day number 13, part 2, groaning. An aria breaks forth. Read 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18, Psalm 86, verses 1 through 4, and Psalm 88, verses 1 through 2. Out of the deepest sorrow can rise a richness and beauty one would never think possible. Timothy Keller tells of a man, Greg, who, in the midst of deep brokenness and traumatic loss, likened his deep suffering to an operatic aria. Keller writes, and I quote, "Greg observed how, in the middle of many operas, there was a crucial aria, a sad and moving solo in which the main character turns sorrow into something beautiful. And Greg said, 'This is my moment to sing the aria. I don't want to. I don't want to have this chance. But it's here now. And what am I going to do about it? Am I going to rise to the occasion?'" This comes from Timothy Keller's book entitled Walking with God Through Pain and Suffering, pages 164 through 165. This aria can be heard and maybe even enjoyed by others, but it can only be fully known, understood, and savored by heaven. We have no doubt sung our share of arias and have heard others as well. It's that person who cannot stem the flow of tears each week during church. This is an aria. It's someone like my mother in her later years, who cannot get through even the first phrase of a prayer without getting choked up. They are longing for something. This is an aria. Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus looked out at those mourning their friend. Though he knew they would soon be elated, their profound sadness moved him. Jesus wept. This was an aria. Arias are sung from desperate places, such as ash heaps, from the belly of great fish, or from the end of oneself when asked for an excruciating third time, "Peter, do you love me?" Often those emerging out of deepest sorrow of soul have expressed, with a tinge of sadness, how they already miss the special intimacy they knew with God when he carried them through the darkest times. These are arias. Like Greg said, no one wants to sing the aria. Sad arias can only be sung by people who are sad, and nobody wants to be sad, crushed, broken. But when it's our turn, the unscripted, unrehearsed song can rise, if we let it, on a cue all its own when it can no longer be held back. Arias weave sadness into something tender and beautiful. When it is our turn, will we sing?